At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast, where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and interesting-ass topics that I find online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Grab a snack and enjoy this kick-ass audible variety show. If you're new here, check out the titles of my past podcast episodes and enjoy the random that I provided for you. I came out the closet with that. Wow. I mean, it's Pride Month, but I came out the closet a long time ago. I meant that I normally record in the closet, but it's so hot today. It's like, oh my God, like in the high 80s and it's humid as hell. And I was like, I can't do it. So right now I am sitting where there is a ceiling fan and it feels amazing. So if you hear some strange whoosh whoosh sound, that is the sound of me trying not to cremate in my own home. So I apologize for that, but it is what it is. That's your warning. So my birthday is coming up on June 19th. Yes, Juneteenth. Ow. And I'm not. And also, I heard that June 19th is now officially a holiday, like a national holiday. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I got a text message from a friend of mine who told me about it. And if she's texting me that, then it's gospel. I didn't check anything. I haven't Googled it. But if it's not, then it fucking should be. I really edited myself. Then it fucking should be. Damn it. You know? So anyways, June 19th is my birthday. And I'm not really looking forward to it because I'll be turning 35. And I'm going to get real with you guys for a second. So if you want to skip ahead, I completely understand. But give me like 2 minutes, I think. I don't know. I've reached the age where I remember as a kid, I told myself I was going to have my own family, a great job, some love, you know, someone who loves to love me back. You know, just romance and shit, my own place. I just knew I was going to be successful. I knew no matter what I did, like there would be times where when I was a kid, my dad would take me to the movie theaters and we would go see a movie and I would be so moved by the actors and the storyline, of course, but by the talent of those actors bringing that story alive. And I would get like this flutter in my stomach and I was like, oh, that's going to be me one day. You'll see. You'll all see. That's what I'm thinking in my head. You know, it's like these butterflies or whatever. I just knew it. I was going to be successful in the entertainment field. You know, then I discovered content creation. So I'm still doing it, just done a different way. Anyways, then reality hits usually, doesn't it? And I don't have any of those things, not even close. My love life is trash. I'm suffering financially, but you know, who isn't these days, right? You know, and I have not reached any of the goals that I've set, at least, you know, the important ones, you know, and it just made me feel a little down. So it now makes me, I get sad when my birthday comes around. I can't help but think back to my child self and be disappointed in my adult self. You know, my birthdays now make me like, ugh, you know, so your girl's going through it. I'm the stereotypical comedian who's suffering from depression. I've been suffering from it for a long time, but it feels like everybody is these days, you know, and I understand that I'm not alone. I'm not alone, you know. I made a venting TikTok about it the other day, and it got way more responses than I ever expected, and I didn't, you know, people were like, hey, listen, I'm this age, and I know exactly how you feel, and thank you for sharing this, and so, I know that none of my listeners have TikTok, and you probably haven't seen that video if you're not following me, but I wanted to go ahead and share this with you before we start the story, because, you know, it's kind of deep for me right now, especially since my birthday is in a couple of days, you know, is that you're not alone. We do not have to stick to this proverbial time clock that society has set for us. You know, when you were a kid, you told yourself, I'm going to do this by this age, and it doesn't happen. And you're like, fuck, I'm failing at life. You are not. You're doing fantastic. And as hundreds of people told me, literally, you are where you're supposed to be. And every failure that you feel, every change that you go through, all the positive things that you experience, pretty much life itself, everything that happens, it happens for a reason, and it's going to take you down a path that you didn't even know was there. You know, take that how you want to take that. That was the advice that a lot of my viewers on TikTok told me, so I wanted to share it with you guys. So, you know, it's crazy how my job, my poorly paid job, might I add, is to make other people laugh. And sometimes I can't even do that. Like, I can do that, but I can barely smile. But it makes me smile to have a positive vibe with you all. You know, I make YouTube videos, I make podcast episodes, TikTok videos, and most of them, you know, I made with a fake smile on my face. The little joy that I get from life is making other people laugh or smile. Now, I know that probably sounds weird, but the content that I create is literally all I have. You know, if I don't count my cat, she's amazing. But most people have been asking me, most people will ask me, what do you want for your birthday? And a lot of people respond, money, gifts, or something like that. The only thing I want for my birthday is for you guys to check out my YouTube channels, subscribe to them, click the thumbs up button on the videos that you enjoy, share my content with family and friends, you know, leave a review on this podcast, 5-star or positive written review. And if and only if you enjoy it, you know, Apple Podcasts is the best place to do that, to review podcasts. Now, and what I'm asking for, it's not going to cost you anything, but my content is all I have. It's my legacy. I don't have children or romantic love life. All I got is my content. So that's what I want to focus on. That's what I want for my birthday. That will make me smile. Keep your money. I don't need it. What I want is free. You know, it just gives me something to look forward to. But only if you enjoy the content. You know, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, the Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel are my visual children, okay? And this one is my audible one. So I want them to grow up and succeed in life. So check out the show notes to links to my children. Okay. Let's get to it. Last week, we took a look at a few entertaining headlines I found online. We got real soft and fluffy with y'all, huh? So last week, we had a Trump supporter who enjoyed pooping on someone's yard for an insane amount of time. We talked about a couple who had sex at a public park and about a woman who pretended to be her 13-year-old daughter for an entire day. It was a wild episode. And if you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you check it out. It was an audible banger. It really was. Today, let's talk about pranks that went wrong. Okay, and I love a good prank as much as anyone else. Only if they're actually funny, though. I don't, you know. There are a lot of people who take pranks a little too far. And when you do that, usually no one is laughing, okay, at all. Even the person who actually thought they were funny. And I also don't mind being the person who is being pranked, you know. But, you know, record that shit so I can laugh at it later. Don't prank me epically and then don't, oh, I wasn't recording it. What the fuck you mean? I need to see that later. Have a great sense of humor. And if someone likes you enough to make a fool of you, then bring it. You know, I'm saying that assuming that the person pranking me is someone I know. Just beware, I will get you back. Anyways, these pranks went wrong as fuck. But of course, before we get into these failed pranks, let me remind you guys, if you have any fun, scary, embarrassing, creepy, funny experiences or stories that you want to share, send them in, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I talk about a lot of interesting topics on here, so join in on the silly And don't forget to check out the Twitter and Instagram page for the podcast. They're both called at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly. And of course, the new Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. We have fun in there. Yeah, we do. You can show your support for this podcast by leaving a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. I would appreciate that so much. Okay, so now that we've gotten my feelings out of the way, my complete life drama and shout outs and all that stuff, let's get to the episode. Damn, it got deep the first part of this episode, didn't it? Goodness, that was like an Oprah episode, just goodness. Okay, so our first story here is just a toe dip into this episode here. I'm going to share some pranks gone wrong stories with you, then rate them from 1 to 10, 1 being that it wasn't that bad a prank, and 10 being, yeah, you guys took that shit way too far. Okay, so let's get into it. Thank you, brobible.com, for this one. If you hate spiders, you'll love this. It reads, a friend of mine had a tarantula, a Mexican brown. First of all, I didn't know there was different types of tarantulas. I guess it makes sense. I don't know what a Mexican brown looks like. I'll Google it and I'll put it up on the Professionally Silly podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. You can check it out. Oh, God, just Googling that freaks me out. All right. So anyways, yeah, a friend of mine has a tarantula, a Mexican brown. We're all chilling at a diner, and he has it with him. Okay. He's got this Mexican brown tarantula with him. He decides to put it on his burger and then calls the waitress over saying that there's a bug in his food. Well, the waitress was carrying a huge tray of food, and when she sees the spider, she absolutely loses it, and the tray ends up all over the floor. We got banned from the diner. Okay. So this is wrong in so many ways. Why wouldn't they wait to tell the server, you know, about this tarantula? She has a heavy tray of food in her hands. They know a lot of people are terrified of spiders, especially big-ass tarantulas. And I understand that tarantulas are supposed to be, you know, safe and the nice kind of spider. They're just big as hell. I don't know. No, I don't give a damn how friendly a spider is. We will never be friends. Enemies from the get with me, all right? But it's just shitty judgment by them. Also, why the fuck did he bring his tarantula to the diner in the first place? That's what I want to know. You asked me, he brought it to freak someone out. Why else would you bring a tarantula to a public space like that? Why? Why? Look, I'm not, as you can tell, not a fan of spiders at all. They have too many damn legs. I don't trust that shit, first of all. Okay, it's got to be 4 or less if I'm a mess with you. I can't. I can't. Okay. Now, my opinion, they deserved to be banned and should have paid for the food that was wasted while they were at it. That's what I think. The fuck? But look, that's just me. But what do we rate it? Yeah, that's definitely a prank gone wrong. I give it a 7 out of 10. Because no one was really physically hurt, so that's good. But food was wasted. So you know what? I'm going to give it an 8 because food was wasted. That pisses me off. Okay. they used what sounds to be a real tarantula. So that alone gets them above a 5. Okay. The prank did go wrong. But all in all, no one was hurt. But I had to bump it from a 7 to an 8 out of 10 because of the food wastage. That hurts my soul. Y'all can't tell, but there is a single tear that is dropping from my eye as we speak. Ugh. Ooh, so we wasting food, y'all. Don't do that. Okay, so let's hit the next story. Once again, brobible.com comes through for this one. And it reads, a couple of friends posted on my Facebook wall saying stuff like, rip, you know, rest in peace. You were a great friend and stuff like that. Anyway, people asked what happened and they said it was a tragic accident and whatnot. I checked my feed an hour after this started and my Facebook wall blew up with people saying they'll miss me and stuff. And that's when people started calling my mom. It went downhill from there. Okay, first off, you knew your friends posted that on your Facebook. Don't pretend like that you didn't come up with this idea, damn it. And not to mention, you did say an hour later, which means you left this feed up for a whole hour because you were aware of this prank. Okay, that's suspect as hell right then and there. And I actually have no idea if this person was aware of what their friend did, but just by saying an hour later, come on. That shit is suspect as hell. And also, what kind of friends like to pretend you're dead? I don't understand that type of relationship. What kind of friendship do y'all have? Like, and now your poor mother has been brought in on this. That poor woman, she thinks her child is dead and finds out via Facebook. Come on. Can you imagine that? Calling everybody, I heard Timmy died. Are you okay, Mrs. Timmy? I don't know what their last names are, but I just feel like it had already reached the bottom of the hill when your mom was involved. That's when people started calling my mom. It went downhill from there. Come on. Okay. Now, what would I rate that? What would I rate that prank? I rate this prank gone wrong 10 out of 10. Okay. And I get that technically nobody died, but a lot of people thought this person did. And the emotional roller coaster that you go on finding out that there's someone that you care for has passed. That's a lot, especially these days. You know what I'm saying? And Facebook gets around pretty quick with things like that. Then to find out the whole thing was a prank is not only kind of relieving people, but it probably pissed a lot of people off too. So the emotional roller coaster that this takes you on, that's what makes it a 10 out of 10. That's a lot of, oh no, wait, what? Thank God, that son of a bitch. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. Oh my God. All right, so let's go on to the next story after you hear this random ass sound. I like to keep things random on this cast. Enjoy this. So this next one is one of my favorites. It's so dumb, you guys. I love it. Thank you, didyouknowfacts.com, for this gem. It reads, when my older brother was between his freshman and sophomore year in high school, he was taking summer school class. So every morning, he would wake up, shower, eat breakfast, and drive to school. So my middle school idea of a prank was to grab his keys while he was in the shower, unlock his trunk, put his keys back, then hide in the trunk and scare him when he went to throw his backpack in the back. Nope, he doesn't do that apparently. He just tosses his bag on the front seat and drives to school. So with his radio blasting, he can't hear me try to tell him that I'm in the back. We get to school and he shuts his car off. So I hit the trunk lid hard once. He goes to check it out and finds me in the back. And he laughs and tells me to have fun on the walk home. That's hilarious. So it's just such middle school thinking. I love it. I can't think of many adults who have put themselves in the trunk of anyone's car. Most of us are completely aware of what true crime is and make smarter decisions, you know. I mean, nothing was thought of thoroughly. Nothing. They didn't think anything through at all. Okay. Why would he put his bag in the trunk if there's no one in the car with him? I think I only used my trunk when I was moving or if I had groceries that could melt or something. I mean, I didn't want stains inside the car itself. You know, I put the dirty stuff back there. If I had to take my trash to the dumpster in my neighborhood, you know, my apartment complex or something like that. You know, the trunk is the only part of the car that people usually don't mind getting dirty, you know? So the fact that he or she had to ride in the trunk of their brother's car all the way to school is funny as hell. The crazy thing is nothing in his or her prank went right. The brother never went to the trunk. He was blasting music, so he couldn't hear them in the trunk. And they had to walk home after. Yeah, I think I would rate this particular prank gone wrong 4 out of 10. I do this because the prank idea itself would have been funny had it worked out the way that they expected it to, but I deducted a lot of points because they ended up pranking themselves and had to walk back home. F for effort. F plus. I like that. Wow. It's almost insane how dumb that idea was. Like, what if his car got stolen? Fuck. Okay. So you already know, I had to bring Reddit.com in on this episode. That website/app has certainly, like, a super, super interesting stories. And this prank gone wrong story went super wrong. I mean, super wrong. And it reads, maybe not gone wrong as much as extremely bad idea in the first place. College students where my sister went to school noticed that the door to the bell tower was left unlocked. One dark night, they hanged. Is that right? Hanged? Hung? Nah. One dark night, they hanged a department store mannequin from the tower. It was high enough that you couldn't tell that it wasn't real. The next morning, shit hits the fan. The police, fire, and EMS are called in with the classes canceled for the day. The two guys that did it bragged to their friends, who told the administration, and the pranksters were expelled. Wow. I can't even. The police, the fire department, and EMS are all there thinking that something horrible has happened or is going to happen. Was there a student that were they going to commit suicide? Did they commit suicide or jump out of the tower? Or is there some lunatic with a gun in the bell tower? Because all of those things have actually happened in real life. Okay. And I have to wonder why people tend to brag about shit like this, especially knowing that what the outcome was. It does not surprise me at all that they were expelled. Oh my God, you know their parents were pissed. If you're expelled, you get a refund. if you're no longer allowed to go to that school, is your money refunded? These are the questions that I'm asking. I just want to know. But what, okay, so they said, let me see, we're going to go back. Let it unlock. And they said that they hanged a department store mannequin. So I don't know if that means they put the rope or whatever around the mannequin's head or neck or whatever, or they just hung it from like the balcony. So it looks like it's hanging from his legs or upside down. I don't know how they hung it, but this is definitely a prank gone wrong. And how would I rank it? I'd say an 8 out of 10. The reason the rating is so high is because that the entire police department and fire department were there. A lot of time and manpower was wasted. And they could have been on other emergency calls that were actually emergencies. You know, if anyone has any idea what school this was, please let me know via social media. I'm super curious about it. All the social media stuff is in the show notes down below. So let me know. This is crazy. Was this your school? I need to know. Did you go there? Do you know the guys? I want to interview you. But had they, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, had they not said anything to anyone, they probably would have gotten away with it. Oh, well, shit. dumbasses. Okay. Well, I went ahead and I saved the best for last with this particular story. Shout out to boredpanda.com. You guys know that this website is like my favorite. So thank you, boredpanda.com, for this prank gone wrong find. So pretty much what goes on is there was a woman named Jody who worked at a Hooters restaurant, and the so-called family-friendly restaurant, mind you. They have some great Hooters there. Her particular restaurant was holding a contest that started that stated, whoever sold the most beer in 1 month would win. Whatever server sold the most beer in 1 month would win a free and brand new Toyota. Okay. Not only did she win the contest, but she demolished it. Now, as you all know, the women at Hooters, and I guess those of you who don't know, maybe I'm lucky enough to have some international listeners who've never heard of Hooters. Or oddly, American listeners who've never heard of Hooters. But it is a restaurant where they hire these young, pretty-looking girls with lots of makeup and hair. Actually, not all of them wear a lot of makeup. But the whole thing is they show off their bodies in these cute little orange shorts and these white little tank tops. And they've got these huge Hooters, boobies, pleasure pillows, fun bags, titties. I know there's more. I can't think of them right now. But yeah, so that's a thing. So anyways, the servers there, they do a lot of flirting and all kinds of things to make their tips. And to sell beer at a place that does have a full bar is really not that hard. Plus, one of Hooters' main things is wings. That makes sense. Wings and beer go very well together. Anywho, Jody won the contest. She was blindfolded and then led to the parking lot outside the restaurant. Okay? She was happy as fuck because free car. Okay? This was something that I believe any of us would have tried to work our asses off to get a free car from a company that can definitely afford it when all you have to do is your job and do it well. Yeah, I want to enter this contest, you know? So anyways, when they took the blindfold off, all that she saw was a small box with a toy Yoda inside. A toy Yoda inside, meaning the cute little green wise dude from Star Wars. So instead of a toy Yoda, she received a toy Yoda. Of course, she was furious and quit on the spot and took Hooters to court. Well, she took her Hooters to court versus the Hooters. Okay. And all of this happened on April 1st, which was April Fool's. So the manager at that specific Hooters claimed that it was only an April Fool's joke. Gulf Coast Wings Inc., the corporate owner of the restaurant, settled in court. I'm not sure how much she got, but I am certain that she can now afford a Toyota or any car that she chooses for that matter. And I feel like I remember this happening when I was in high school because this happened in 2001. But this story certainly sounds familiar, though. It really does. But wait, hold on. Wasn't there a guy who thought he won the 100 grand, but ended up only winning the 100 grand candy bar? Like, I remember, I feel like that happened in history at some point. I mean, I would rate this prank gone wrong a 3 out of 10. Okay, nobody was hurt. This woman got a buttload of money with no fucking sense of humor, but I can understand the anger in that. And that restaurant is a million or maybe even billion-dollar corporation that will not even feel the sting of whatever amount of money that they settled on. Like, Hooters will be fine. They will be fine. So say what you want about Hooters, but they really do have amazing wings, in my opinion. I want to get, like, okay, when I go to Hooters, I get my wings naked instead of breaded, though, because, like, that's just how I feel about them, you know? So they're the best ones. Okay, and I have not been to Hooters in years, not since I've been in my 30s, it feels like. It's been a while, so, because if I go in my 30s at this point, it's like I'll have dirty old man vibes, because you know I'm gonna be looking, you know, because you know they like to hire young women there, so, but because their boobs are still erect, you know, mine just lay there struggling to stay alive. Anyways, I miss my youth. I had perfect pair of titties. Anyways, good times. Good times. Good times. Well, this started out to be an episode. It was just a very interesting topic. Pranks gone wrong. There's so many. And I came across some that ended in death, but it felt kind of, I don't know, weird to discuss that. But, you know, we do true crime. These are just accidental deaths from pranks that just went horribly awry. Good Lord. Nobody says the word awry anymore. Huh. Okay. So if there's anything that you can take from this episode, it's maybe think things through, you know, I mean, before you do things. Professionally silly life rules, people. I am here to help. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know on the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly or in the Professionally Silly pod group on Facebook. I would love to hear your feedback because you guys are dope as balls, and I would love you guys to join in on the silly. And, oh, if you have any stories you want to share, whether it's funny, embarrassing, paranormal, scary, what have you, maybe you had a creepy experience when you were home alone, send it in. Email me. It's professionallysilly at gmail.com. And you can also leave me a message on my Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message, and I'll put you in the episode unless you say otherwise. And all that information is down below in the show notes. I also want to thank you guys for your support and coming back every week. It means more than you think to know that I have loyal listeners, people who actually enjoy the content that I put together for you. And it inspires me to keep coming back and to keep it going. So thank you guys so much. And for those of you who are joining for the first time and you're listening, sorry about that back there. Got super, like, personal beginning of the episode. Shit got real. I don't normally do that on this show, so maybe you hated it, maybe you didn't. I don't know your lives. But I certainly hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly, you know? Also, please don't forget to support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that. It's so important for the show. It's the only way to really help podcasts grow, and I need your help in order for this podcast to do that. So leaving 5 stars and a written review on Apple Podcasts / iTunes, it helps a lot, you know, and that's what I need is your help. Also, share this podcast with some friends, some family, your coworkers, that weird dude that you see on the bus. You know, that guy. The podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. So check your girl out. And if you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations here on Anchor. This would help my podcast continue to flow and help keep the silly moving forward. You can make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month. That's it. 99 cents a month. Do they still have those ice cream cones at Dairy Queen for 99 cents? Is that still a thing? Because I used to love that. You can do $4.99 or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app every month. And if you got commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always my PayPal. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Help me keep the silly moving forward and flowing. And all that information, once again, is down below along with my social media, my TikTok, my YouTube channels, and other social media platforms that I've got. Oh, guys, so I went to the Atlanta Beer Festival not long ago, and I got super wasted. Yes, I did. I got beer wasted. And it was a great time. So check out that vlog of that moment on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. It was an experience. Follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, don't forget to go ahead and check us out at the Professionally Silly podcast group. Share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes. True crime memes, paranormal stuff. Let's have some fun. Shout out to Olivia and Ebony. They are the people who post the most on the Facebook podcast group. So that's awesome. Oh, and you can snail mail me if you like, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, all that information is down below in the show notes. Well, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. All right, stay silly. Until next time, my loves. Bye. That sounded really creepy. Bye.